We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Dave Lee here. We go to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. We always appreciate Dr. David Hilden's time from Hennepin Healthcare. You can hear him Sunday mornings here on WCCO, but I know that he has been putting a lot of hours in, like everybody in the healthcare industry has done, particularly right now. So, first of all, Dr. Hilden, thank you for what you're doing, by the way.
Well, thank you, Dave. And I appreciate hearing reliable information from WCCO and other media outlets. That's what Minnesotans need. So I want to thank you all for providing the opportunity for me and for others to get the word out about this thing. You're doing a great job as well.
You have, so thank you for saying that. You have some challenges going on at the hospital. How are they as of today, doctor?
Well, it almost feels a little like the calm before the storm at the hospital. I went to I was on a patient care service yesterday. So I showed up for work in the morning, you know, about 7 a.m. and it had to do things I haven't had to do before. I had to go to the nurse's station, and there was a nurse sitting behind the desk with the masks and everything in a secure location, basically, behind the desk. And you have to tell her, you know, what is your purpose? I mean, what type of patients are you going to see? And I told her, well, I'm going to be seeing some patients that we're testing for COVID. And so she gives me this mask and a face shield, you know, so like a little plastic face shield, and gives me instructions on how I have to use it all day. And the issue is that in the past, we would have thrown those away. Those are intended to be single-use pieces of equipment. So it struck me as very odd that in Minnesota, in the United States, we're using a mask all day that is intended to be used once. And we're doing that not because we're overrun today. We're not overrun today. No Minnesota hospital is overrun today. But we have several dozen people in Minnesota hospitals who are ill with COVID. And we know what's going to be the case in 2 or 3 or 4 months. So we have a whole team of people who are tasked with preserving our equipment. So everybody should know we're doing our darndest to save every little piece of equipment so that when we do get an onslaught of patients, which we think will come in the next 1 to 3 or 4 weeks, next month for sure, that we'll have enough to go around by then. So it's just a different world already in hospitals.
Boy, it sounds like it. What about, at this point, testing capacity? We were concerned about that, particularly last week. Do you know if that's getting any better?
I think it is slightly better this week, but this is one thing I'm optimistic about for next week. Testing was dismal last week. It was inexcusably bad, and not to put too fine a point on it. This week, there are larger labs around the country, and so we send our results to not only the Minnesota Department of Health, who's been getting their results to us pretty quickly, like the next day or two, but we send some of our blood tests our nasal swab tests to Utah or to Kansas, and those labs are taking 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or even a week to get back, while a patient sits in the hospital waiting. Next week, however, I think Minnesota hospitals are going to start to be able to test in their own facilities, and we would have results within a few hours. Now, I'm optimistic about that. I'm not guaranteeing that. But I'm hopeful that in the next week or two, Minnesota hospitals will be able to test right in-house, and that's a game changer. So I've got just this glimmer of hope about testing. We're still way behind on it, though.
The case count I saw for COVID-19 here in the States, 287, but as you told us before, and I'm sure that we'll have new numbers here today on that, but as you told us before. That's really probably deceptive, isn't it, at this point, getting back to what you just talked about with the testing?
It is, because we tested relatively few people thus far. We still have tested, I think it's something like 10,000, 12,000 people in Minnesota. We ought to be doing that nearly daily, testing that many. And so if there are 287 cases, which that's what reported as of yesterday, there's probably 10 times that many people in Minnesota. Just as a wow. rough guess, there's probably 2,000 people in Minnesota who have it. And the number will double it's doubling every 3 days in New York. So we're not doubling every 3 days here yet in Minnesota, but if we're doubling our number of cases every few days, that means by this weekend there will be 600, and then there will be 1,000 by next week and 2,000 by the week after, and we'll be into the tens of thousands of cases in a matter of a few weeks. That's why everything that Minnesotans are doing, and I got to say, I heard we're getting an A on social distancing. Everything every person does to stay away from another person is reducing the number of cases. So it is... it's hard to make the connection, but it works. And any time you do your social distancing and you really wipe down your surfaces and you don't sneeze on people and you stay far away from people, every time you do that, you are delaying the time of our doubling of our cases. You are delaying how it goes. And that will give Minnesota hospitals like Hennepin and all the others, it'll give us a chance to be ready to get enough masks, to get enough testing, and the cases will go up more slowly. So the doubling time in New York is downright scary. I don't want to put too fine a point on that either. It's downright scary. But we're not there yet in Minnesota. It is not too late to contain this thing. It's going to still be a rough go over the many months to come. But we still could make this less severe in Minnesota if we do the right things now.
And again, you have said before as well, 80% of the people will have the mild symptoms, if any at all?
Yeah, I do know a healthcare worker in our state who tested positive, and that person told me it was barely anything for that person. It was mild. They had a little aches and pains and a little cough and a little fever. That is what it will be for the vast majority of people. Probably, I think the numbers are roughly 80%, and then another 15% will be quite ill. They'll be very ill, and will. You wouldn't wish it on your worst enemy. They'll be very ill. But then there will be 5% of people who will be in a life-threatening situation in ICUs on exceptionally advanced equipment trying to keep them alive and breathing machines. Those are the ventilated patients, and that's why you hear so much about ventilators. We won't have enough ventilators for those 5%. So 80% mild, 15% pretty sick, and 5% critically ill. That's roughly what we're seeing in other places. I think it'll be most of us will just be in that more mild situation, but we just don't really know who it's going to be. There are some risk factors, being older, being ill. Those are risk factors for getting the more ill disease. Smokers, older men are risk factors. But we're hopeful that we'll get a huge amount of us with just the mild version of the illness.
Dr. Hilden, before I let you go, I'm going to take this as a good nugget, I think, as I came into work today and I started looking early on at what was going on. One of the very first things I saw was on this date in 1953, Dr. Jonas Salk announced a new vaccine to immunize people against polio. So I'm going to take that as a good omen.
That's a great omen. I think that's going to happen. It's going to happen for this. Not quite yet, but it's going to happen. I didn't know that date, but that's a great nugget for today. There is hope for the future.
Dr. Hilden, always appreciate your time and what you and all your coworkers are doing over there at Hennepin Healthcare and through the medical industry. Appreciate that. And again, thanks for taking the call this morning. Good to have you on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Happy to be with you all. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.